SBS Radio.
I originally grew up in a little place in central New South Wales called Alberts, only a little town of 12 people. I grew up there, you know, loved my music, grew up out there singing. All my family played instruments and sang at local hotels and bars and restaurants and things like that all my life. And I used to get around with them and start singing. And this one day I went and auditioned for X Factor, and cut a long story short, that journey was absolutely phenomenal. I became the runner-up in 2012. I think over the years, I've really struggled with, you know, the popularity and the public profile, as well as a lot of other things that have happened in my life. Like I've got psoriasis really bad on my skin. It's like an eczema, and I'm finding it really hard to cure that, but I'm treating it the best I possibly can. And having that with a public profile, you know, people talking about it, it's brought me down a lot. I turned to the bottle for a while. I was drinking a lot of alcohol every night. I was definitely on the verge of alcoholism there at one point. It's just something that I used to bottle up all my feelings. I wasn't used to that attention. I got the attention. I love what I do. Don't get me wrong. It's what I was born to do. I've started to cope a lot better with it now, obviously, and I just started speaking out about my issues. Yeah. And I feel amazing about it. And I really hope that I can help change people's lives, because it's something that every second person at the end of the day has things that get them down every single day. And I just hope that me speaking out about it, and them, you know, might be knowing me from my profile or television or whatever it might be, my music, I just hope that it, you know, can help people speak out and overcome things in their life.
Yeah, and I can relate to what you went through, because I personally know a very close person to me with very serious issues with eczema, and sometimes the flare-ups and the condition is so bad they can't even shake hands because they're very concerned about the texture of their skin, and the pain is also so unbearable. They just feel like chopping off a hand. And
it's terrible. It really is bad. It really is bad. It's, you know, like eczema, psoriasis, things like that, they get out of control at times. You know, some people have it on their elbows and other people have it all over their body. You know, it's either one extreme or the other. And I mean, I've got it all over my body. I treat it the best I can. It comes and goes, as you just said then, you know, it's a bit like eczema with things like that. But, you know, it's for what I do, because I spend a lot of time in front of the camera, it's really hard. You know, like we're putting makeup on my hands so people can't see it on my hands, you know, and I'm wearing long sleeve and long legs, pants, and, you know, trousers just to cover my skin, shoes, no open shoes, you know. It's a terrible thing, and it gets you down a lot, like to you know, have to go through that, to hide yourself and not speak about it. But I just come to terms about 5 months ago and started to go, you know, bugger this, I'm who I am, and I might change lives by speaking about it.
Yeah, and you can't change that. It's with you, and you deal with it. And the path you'd gone down was not the right one, because alcohol makes these conditions sometimes worse than they would be.
Absolutely, mate. You know, look, I love to have a drink with my friends and go out and, you know, on a weekend and have a social thing. But I got to the point where I was that down mentally and in my life that... Yeah. I used to drink just to feel better. It used to make me feel happy. You know, I'm a happy drunk. I am. Like, if I go out and drink, I get happy and, you know, have a great time. And I think that's why I turned to it quite quickly, because it made me feel normal.
Yeah. Plus, if you're not violent and you're just happy, well, makes you just feel better, but it's doing some damage inside.
Oh,
that you
crucial,
don't see.
Mate. Terrible damage. Yeah. Really bad, you know. And I'm luckily, I just went off it, you know. I wasn't doing it long enough to have an issue with it, but the issue was that it made me feel better when I drank.
Yeah.
But, you know, if I stayed on it any longer, that probably wouldn't have had the effect anymore, you know, and then all of a sudden I'd be drinking more to get the effect, and then more, you know, and then find myself in really bad health state for too much alcohol.
The single is about mental health, which you're tackling head on. And you've brought along you in the journey, Philly from Mildura, another great Indigenous singer, and also many other interventions that we will get to know when you release the second part of this whole project, which will be a video. Tell us about how you started collaborating with Philly on this project.
Well, it's a great question. Like Woody Belfort, who's in the music video, Woody is the one that inspired me to change my life. As I said, I was in a bad place, and my manager, Jason Williamson, said to me, mate, you just need to find something that gives you the motivation to pull yourself out of this hole.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like you don't think you can get out of it. And I happened to discover Woody Belfort. He's a Canadian. He was born with cerebral palsy, and his dream was to be a professional athlete and bodybuilder.
Yeah.
He's confined to a wheelchair, and I watched the story on him grow as a kid, you know, going through his life to now being one of the greatest, basketball players in Canada, in a wheelchair, confined to a wheelchair, and one of the, you know, most fittest bodybuilders you could see. And you watch him train in the gym, confined to a wheelchair and things like that. You sit there and you go, like, I'm really sitting here worried about something so small compared to what people are overcoming out there. So let's get out there and change your life. So he was a massive inspiration to me. And
how did you contact him? Because he's in Canada, you're up there in your little town with 12 people. It's another story that we'll tell another day. 12 people in a town, and you perform for them. And
there were more animals in the town than people, actually.
Yeah,
you know,
like I can imagine. In my family, we are seven. Seven of us is already 3/4 of the people in your town. Gathering is almost
incredible.
As big as your entire town.
Yeah. So as I was saying a minute ago, you know, like I turned to Woody, and he just inspired me. So I said to my manager, I found someone that really inspires me, and I really hope that I can get motivated, you know, and change my life. And not only that either, mate, I've lost 15 kilos
wow.
of weight too. Like I put a lot of weight on because I turned to eating my emotions as well as drinking, you know, scotch and Coke and things like that, you know, all the time. And so I've lost 15 kilos in the last few months, which has been a big thing too. I'm overcoming a lot at the moment, and I feel really good for it. And I was really happy when Philly reached out and said, mate, I'd love to do a part on your song. And I hadn't met Philly before, so it was fantastic. And I knew of Philly, phenomenal artist.
Yeah.
And it was so good for him to reach out too, you know, because Philly and I really connected well in the studio. The song is really strong. It had a lot of meaning to Philly as well, because he's overcome quite a bit in his life too. And it was just powerful, mate. You know, it really came together fantastic. I'm just proud that it's out there. I just hope that it helps people be open about their life. I'm hoping it can change some people's lives, because mental health is a terrible thing.
For mental health, you mentioned another incident that played a part in making your situation really, really, you know, these are challenges that we face in life, and it can happen to anyone. It's an accident that occurred some time ago.
Yeah. I had an accident with my dad in 2005. We had a terrible motorcycle accident. We're at a home in Albert, and we used to just go for a ride on a Saturday morning. We used to go around in the paddocks and different things like that. And we actually hit a kangaroo. Kangaroo come out of the scrub right next to us, knocked us off the bike, and I wasn't too bad. I lost all the skin off my face and different things like that, because my helmet actually snapped. The rope underneath the tie that ties the helmet on actually snapped. You know, I landed on my face and took all the skin off my face and things like that. And my dad really hurt himself. He had a lot of brain injuries and things like that from it.
Yeah.
And but he's come through, and he's good now, which is great. But the trauma of that too, when I was only 11 years old, really affected me a lot. And, you know, I think back on all that now. I think all that has caught up to me at this point in my life. And Chris, it's been a whirlwind since I was, you know, 18 years old, this whole X Factor experience and going into the music scene that I've always dreamed of, that just happens coming off one of these TV shows. It seems to be, it's an overnight thing, and you're there, and now it's time to make the most of it. But I think that's what happens to a lot of artists that come off the shows. It's so daunting that you're there and you don't know what to do, but I've been lucky, you know, in saying that, because it's my career, it's my dream, it's what I love to do. And I'm doing it because I've worked hard. You know, I'm still going 7 years later, releasing new music. But, you know, there's obviously a lot of effects of it all as well, and hence why this song and speaking out about my issues is coming back to a lot of the effects that all had on me.
You're undefeated. You won't let these things stop you and slow you down. Because when we talk about mental health, most people, most illnesses that people relate to is things that they can see, and they know what the pain is. But mental health is something that you don't see, and you wouldn't know that someone is actually going through some difficulties unless you speak to them, unless you know their history. And this is something.
That's right. Yeah. Exactly. You know, I've had friends take their own lives, and they'd be the last people you'd ever think that would do it. Like, you just do not see it.
Yeah.
You just can't read it in people, you know? And that's the scary thing about a mental illness, is it's hidden. And that's why I'm speaking out about it now, because, you know, I was never suicidal.
Yeah.
But if I hadn't have started to speak about it, maybe it would have gotten worse, you know? Maybe it would have gotten to the point where I would have started to think about things like that. I don't know. I didn't, which is good.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just something that's it all starts from somewhere, you know. Someone can have a massive trauma or a massive thing happen in their life that affects them instantly, you know, just from the one incident. Or some people can have little things that just chip away throughout the years, you know, and it just starts building up and building up and building up and building up. And not speaking about how you feel. If you're down, speak about it, you know. And it's so important. And it's great that we have things, you know, like October, Mental Health Month, and you know, awareness months and different things like that, mate, just to speak about it. And it's becoming more and more relevant now that people are speaking about mental health, which is great, because someone like myself to speak out, people, you know, a lot of people know who I am, so I'm hoping that my message will help people through life.
We can defeat the things that are thrown at us, and it just comes with an attitude, the attitude of feeling undefeatable, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. If you go through life thinking that nothing will defeat you, that's the best attitude to have. And I know how hard that is.
Yeah.
I know how hard it is to think that, you know, I can do anything I want to, because, you know, it's just the way we think as humans, you know. But it's just... My main focus on the whole song was to just sell the message to people that it's okay to not be okay, speak about your problems. And, you know, the song is so powerful as well. The message of the song is saying the same thing, but just with music. And it's a great song. It really is. And I'm happy that Philly could come on board with it. I'm really happy that Woody was happy for us to have him involved in the song as well, because he's the one that inspired me to turn my life around.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. It really is.
Yeah, can't wait to see the video. When is the video due to be released?
Mate, that's actually quite funny, because it's actually dropping tonight. It'll be up on YouTube and across my social media tonight, which is very exciting. Around 7 o'clock, we're going to have it premiering, and can't wait for people to see it.
I can't wait to see it myself. See this wheelchair actually sports people really inspire me. I like seeing how quick they are and how fearless they are as well, especially in their workouts and their way they perform, just like all other athletes. They're really, really fearless and undefeatable as well.
That's right. Absolutely, mate. Absolutely. It's a very powerful message. And, you know, Woody is absolutely phenomenal. Like, as soon as I discovered him, it sold me to make me go, you know, here I am at 25 years old in a hole. I've got a long way of life to go. I need to turn my life around. Yes, you know, you've had some incredible things happen in your life, that, you know, some of the effects of popularity and different things like that has come to affect you, and that's probably natural. But it's time to accept who you are. You love doing what you do, so if you don't want to do it, don't do it. But you love it, so let's make it work, you know?
Yeah. I think that's a very good way to close the conversation today, unless you have another bigger, stronger takeaway message to put out there.
Mate, you know what? My biggest message of all for people is, as I've said throughout the interview this morning already, is just at the end of the day, speak about your problems. We're all human. You know, every one of us are human, and we all go through different things in life. There's ups and downs in life. There could be small things chipping away, as I said. There could be big things happening in your life. But there's people there for all of us. And, you know, the last thing you want to do is back down. Just speak about your problems. And believe me, you feel so much better for it.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.